Hello. Happy 3rd of July. It's late. It's afternoon. It's approaching 1. But it's still like the holiday weekend, so not going to beat myself up over it. No point in doing that. Hey, did you see that Chris Christie? He shut down all the beaches and then he just went there with his friends. What? It's just kind of funny. Because he's such a jerk, and the whole state hates him, and now he's is in such not giving a fuck mode. And he's just sitting out there smiling, leaving his t-shirt on the beach, as I would. He doesn't give a fuck enough to take that shirt off at the beach, just to say fuck you to everybody in his state. I say storm the beaches, New Jersey. Go out there. What are they going to do? If everybody shows up and goes to the beach, the governor's doing it. I don't know. Maybe it's a bad idea. I don't want to cause I don't want to be the cause of a beach uprising, and then all of a sudden I'm in the news. Don't need that kind of publicity. All right, let's read some news stories and get moving. Miami judge rules Florida no new stand your ground law is unconstitutional. Whew. Well, that's good. Maybe people could start going to Florida. Stand your ground, as far as I understand it. I'm no legal expert. Did you think I was a legal expert? Well, I'm not. Stand your ground means you and I are alone in a room and I kill you, I basically can't go to jail. I just say I felt threatened. And who's to say I didn't? Stand my ground. In Seattle, old-timers rediscover the high life on cannabis tours. Well, that's good for them. Old people going out, getting high. In Seattle. I don't really know what do you do on a cannabis tour? You just go to Seattle just to get high? And then what, you just hang out in a basement in Seattle? That's the tour. I'm your tour guide. Here's my basement. Here's some weed. You're now legally smoking marijuana. I have a Ms. Pac-Man machine. I could be that kind of tour guide. It seems pretty simple. Climate change skeptics suffer blow as satellite data collection shows 140% faster global warming. Ooh. So that's really going down? I mean, all those scientists aren't lying? So when are we going to be? We're going to be all right, right? We'll die. And then after that, I don't know. There's a lot to read here. But, I'm not a skeptic, but I was always kind of hoping they were right, since we don't really seem to do enough. So it's like, yeah, I believe it's happening, but if these guys are right, they're like, oh, it's bullshit because, I don't know, they have nothing behind it other than a feeling. If they're right, at least then we're okay. So it's like not rooting for global warming. Let's see. Florida man sits on gun, shoots self in penis. Police say this. Maybe the police shot him in the dick. Now, I'm sure that this man was dumb enough to... Gun was in driver's seat of car when he sat on it. Oh. So they don't, you know... That's, well, I'm not going to read it. Hopefully his dick was saved. I don't wish that upon anybody, to lose their genitals in a firearms accident. A self-inflicted firearms accident. Well, that's a nightmare. Let's see... Oh, these are all sad. Not that the guy losing, shooting himself in the dick isn't sad, but there's at least a humor to it. Since you don't know him, and it's not, you know. But some of these things are really, they feel really, they're really bad. Find one last... Here, ooh, this is the last one. Suitcase containing $1.6 million in cash found by police. They turned it in. Never would have turned it in. If I was a cop, this is in Australia. Searching a person who left a suitcase containing $1 million in cash. Western Sydney. Suspected drug importation when they found the suitcase containing. Oh, well, they got some. Those are some good cops there in Australia. I would have definitely kept it. I would have been like in The Shield with that. I love that show, The Shield. I'd love to be a dirty cop. I'd love to be a dirty cop with a stash of money buried in the backyard. I don't know how to get rid of it. I don't know how to launder it. But then I'm gonna start working with the local drug dealers, and we get it going. And then that's how I would do it. But I'm sure that would have been it would be a lot harder than that, but. It sounds like fun. As much as I want to be a criminal, I wish I was a criminal, I wish I was a dirty cop. Which is, I mean, also criminal, but, ooh. That's a... back in the 80s, there's like that documentary, I forget the name of it, but about the cops in the 80s, they're just doing coke, and they're taking all this money, and they went to jail. They got busted. But, it just sounds... It sounds exciting. All right, listen. I know this is a short one, but I'm going to get out of here. I'll make it up to you some other... Well, this is actually doing you a favor, right? The short one's doing you a favor. It's still an episode. It counts. I recorded. I talked to you. So... It continues until we get to 365, and then who the fuck knows? So, what's this, 148? So, you know, we still got plenty more ahead. Who knows how many? We might have thousands of episodes. But I'll keep going. All right, so I'll talk to you people tomorrow. That's it. Enjoy your holiday day off. If you are an American, we love you.